Hi, my name is Sandy, and today I'm going to be reading the story of the Nutcracker Ballet. It was Christmas Eve, and Clara and her brother Fritz could hardly wait for the party to start. At last the guests arrived. The drawing room doors were flung open, and a brilliance of light and color flooded the hall. "Oh, it's the most beautiful Christmas tree in the world," cried the children. Hundreds of tiny candles twinkled like stars, and all sorts of sparkling ornaments and delicious things to eat hung from the branches. Under the tree were so many presents that the children didn't know what to look at first. Fritz grabbed a toy horse mounted on a chestnut stick and galloped wildly around the room. Clara showed everyone her lovely china doll. Uncle Drosselmeyer brought out his special gifts. He opened a tremendous box and outstepped a life-size toy soldier. Drosselmeyer wound it up, and everyone watched in awe as it marched around the room. Next, a toy harlequin and a ballerina doll stepped out of their giant boxes. Uncle Drosselmeyer wound them up, and they danced together. The children clapped their hands in delight. Then Drosselmeyer got out from under the tree his gift for Clara and gave it to her. It was a wooden nutcracker shaped like a little man with a white cotton beard and a cheerful smile from ear to ear. Though it was a small gift, it was the one that Clara loved best of all. Fritz called the nutcracker an ugly fellow and crammed the largest walnut into the poor nutcracker's mouth. Crack, crack, three teeth fell out. "Stop it, Fritz, you're hurting him," cried Clara as she snatched the nutcracker from her brother and cradled him in her arms. "Keep your broken nutcracker," snorted Fritz. "What's the good of a nutcracker who can't do his job?" Drosselmeyer gave Clara his handkerchief, and she gently tied it around the nutcracker's jaw. Clara vowed to protect the little wooden man forever. Late that night, after the party was over and everyone was in bed, Clara crept quietly downstairs to the drawing room. The grandfather clock struck at midnight. Clara stared at the chiming clock when suddenly Uncle Drosselmeyer appeared sitting at the top. "Uncle Drosselmeyer, what a fright you've given me," cried Clara. But before she could say another word, the most amazing thing happened. The tree began to grow bigger and bigger, and the windows and toys and everything in the room grew with it. Now Clara seemed no bigger than a toy the size of the nutcracker. Just then Clara was surrounded by an army of mice. Led by their king, they drew their swords and marched right up to the toy cupboard to challenge their enemy. Drums beat, trumpets blared. It was the toys called to arms. Soldiers, puppets, dolls, and even candy people rushed out. Then out of the cupboard leapt the nutcracker, flourishing his sword and leading the toys to battle. Rank after rank of mice appeared. Clara watched in horror as the nutcracker's small army was driven back. At last, three mice seized the nutcracker's sword. "Now I have you," squeaked the king of mice. Clara could stand it no longer. "Oh, my poor nutcracker," she cried. Then she threw her left shoe as hard as she could directly at the king of mice. Instantly, the mice disappeared as if by magic. Clara turned to look at the nutcracker she loved so dearly, and before her eyes, the nutcracker was transformed into a prince. "My dearest lady," he said, kneeling before Clara, "you have saved my life. Now let me take you to my kingdom, the land of sweets." Taking her by the hand, he led Clara out the window and into Christmas woods. The snowflakes tasted like sugar. Exquisite little snow fairies danced all around them, beckoning them on. Clara and the prince were greeted at his palace by a beautiful lady dressed in gossamer pink and white, who shimmered like a dewdrop. "She is the Sugar Plum Fairy," said the little prince. He told the Sugar Plum Fairy of his battle with the king of mice and how Clara had saved his life. Then the Sugar Plum Fairy gently kissed Clara. Then she clapped her hands, and little angels with golden wings and halos took their places for the fairy's dance, honoring the homecoming of the prince. "And now," said the Nutcracker Prince, "to the banquet." He led Clara through the dazzling marzipan palace and into the crystal hall, and together they sat upon a golden throne. Then Clara and the prince watched in delight as all of his loyal subjects appeared and one by one performed a dance. From Russia came lively dancers. The dancers from China jumped out of a teapot. From France came Mother Ginger and her little puppets. They scampered out from beneath her huge skirt and did a playful dance. Then all the flowers of the kingdom assembled for the Waltz of the Flowers, which was led by the Sugar Plum Fairy. Clara watched the splendor of the dances as though it were all a part of a wonderful dream. At last, Clara and her Nutcracker prince stepped into the royal sleigh drawn by the reindeer, and all the loyal subjects stood to bid them farewell. Clara and the prince waved as the sleigh rose slowly into the glittering sky. Everyone in the land of sweets waved back until the sleigh disappeared from sight. The next thing Clara knew, she was in her own familiar bed. Clara never told anyone about the beautiful land of sweets, but she knew that someday she would return to that magic kingdom where wonderful things await all who have eyes to see them.